Hi everyone, welcome to seminar. My name is Lin Feng, one of the CS50 TFs this year. As you can see, this application is actually trying to briefly walk through how to build a Facebook application. So you can either use it to get a good grade for the final project or to impress your friends in the future. So let's start. First of all, why bother to make a Facebook application, not a website? I mean, essentially, Facebook application is just like a subset of the website using some Facebook APIs, like Google mashups. So why bother? First of all, is it complicated? No, not at all. So don't be scared about this. First of all, like Facebook provides you a very user-friendly and really powerful like platform, and you can do pretty much everything at it. So you don't need to worry about like a user login, right? You don't need to control, like, you implement your own database and basically track each user's information. Facebook has everything. You can just use this API. And you can do a lot of things with it. Like, you don't need to worry about CSS files because Facebook provides you its whole own style. So basically, you can just use few tags and few class, and basically, you can generate a really pretty page and fit the Facebook theme. And you can do pretty much everything with it. Just let me show you a quick example about like everyone uses group, right? So you join a lot of groups. But have you ever think about like this? Actually, group itself is a Facebook application. So using all the Facebook APIs or whatever things generated. So So this is a group, right? But this is exactly a Facebook application. It's everything here. And, oh, it's Kato. yeah, so you can see it's powerful. If a group, like or like official Facebook application can be written by this whole API, basically you can do pretty much everything with it. And you're not alone, because there are like so many developers on Facebook platform, and there are a whole bunch of like documents and wikis, helpers like around there. So yeah, it's not going to be hard. So first of all, like, let me briefly talk through the framework of it. So what's your job? Your job is to find a server and actually write code, put everything on your server. Probably you will need your own database to track some special information about the application. Facebook is not going to provide it, otherwise it's too costly for them, right? So like for this final project, you have the have our cloud.cs50.net, so you can put everything there. And then on Facebook, you just Facebook allocated a link, so starting with app.facebook.com/your own URL, and then it can redirect from that URL onto your page and try to merge things together, so your page will show actually on the Facebook page. So this is a basic framework. Remember, everything is actually on your server. Next, it's just like, so when the user trying to use your Facebook application, it first send a request to Facebook itself. Then Facebook do some like wrappers and redirect the request to you, like your server. And then your server trying to deal with this deal and then send back to Facebook. And Facebook like regenerate something and validate it or whatever, trying to figure out you're not actually trying to ruin the user or whatever. And then like send the request back to the user and results, and so user's happy about that. And so what tools are you going to need? First of all, you need like some basic languages like PHP, Ruby on Rails, or whatever. Like depends on your own preference. Facebook actually supports many different languages. Everything I'm using in this particular seminar is in PHP, but we will come to use other languages as well. And you will need MySQL to get access to your own database, if you have any, on your own server. And we have those kind of weird things like FBML, FBAPI, FBJavaScript. What are these? Like, happen to be Facebook markup language, Facebook JavaScript, and Facebook API. So Facebook has its own like kind of system, like markup languages and JavaScripts to let you actually use this kind of features for Facebook. But I'll talk through this later. Okay. First of all, any questions before we start? Sure. Yeah, the cloud itself is the server we're going to use. Any other questions? Okay, let's start. So first, go to this page. developers.facebook.com and has all the information you need. And click here, green button. Oh, sorry. So this one, start now. So this is tutorials and lead you through everything. And basically you can show you how to do it. Sorry. So yeah, I'm done. Thank you very much for coming. If you go to that page, that's everything. Sorry, I'm kidding. Apparently, I'll lead you through this. Sorry about this. So this is developer application. So see, this is my applications. Like, this is my final project last year, which is an online RPG game. And this is a demo I just created to demo in this seminar. So first of all, click this button, set up a new Facebook application. And you can choose application name. And after that, submit. That'll be your thing. So I've done it already with, CSV demo. So this is the application page Facebook will give you. And you can do a lot of settings here. Like, see, you have your API key, you have a secret. So just like the, remember in PSAT 8, when we do the mashups, actually Google allocates an API key as well, right? So this is just a way, like, Facebook will allow you to use a special feature for this particular application. So we'll stop others from, like, trying to disturb your application. And you can, so basically you can set up a lot of things. For example, when you click this edit settings, and you can change your name, you can change your email contact address. So this is a callback URL. It's the actual position of your application.
Sorry, could you go back just to...
Sure. It's okay? Mm-hmm. So click add the settings, and then you have this page. You can change your name. Oops. Change your name. You can put your email address and let others contact you. Here, the callback URL is crucial. This is a place, actually, where your application is stored. So in this case, I store this on cloud.cs50.net, my own folder, and like demo. So like this backslash is crucial. So in any case, actually this the last one is a folder. So this is a callback URL. And here's like the link for your application. Like you can just create your own name. For example, if you application name is message me. You can just put message me there. For this case, I just called CS50 demo, but I cannot use numbers, so I just use SO. And the rest things like you can explore by yourself. It's not very hard to figure out. Actually, Facebook has its own documents like indicating you how to do this. And the most interesting part is like actually you can draw your own logo icon here, right? Icon logo. And contact logo, so you can draw your own pictures and actually upload here, so others can see your thing. So that's the one to create the application. Once you've done that, you need to configure the server. Excuse me. Because the server itself, like our cloud.cs50.net, is not particular. Are designed for Facebook application. So you need to download something for it. So back to our page. You have here download the client library. Oh, bigger? So you can download the client library here. And after you click it, it will give you this folder, Facebook platform. And what's inside is, like, first of all, you have a PHP client side. I mean, you can, if you're using other languages, you can download from there. And here, like, we have a whole bunch of, like, library files. Right, a Facebook, Facebook desktop, and Facebook app PHP 5, and which is the REST part of the library. And here you have your own, so this is footprints, it's actually given by Facebook. It's an official example about how to use Facebook application. So this is a footprints itself, it's an application. And things inside, you can see, it's actually, you have a config. Oops, just that. Index.php and the library.php. So config, you can think is as our common.php and const.php for both PCI 7 and PCI 8. So you can configure a lot of things in there. So if you look at that, what is inside config, like the API key, like, just like the Google thing, like, you replace here and here by your secret API IP, just like we found from the other page. And you set your database here, your username, password, whatever things, and database name here, and that's it. Like, you can put a lot of things into it as well, but for now, this is the basic functions. One thing is, like, I would recommend you to actually use define, as we use in PCI 7, to actually, instead of here, they use, like, variables, right? But you need to, like, figure out, like, the global issue, a lot of things. So if you use const and actually include this config page in every single page of your application, your life will be much easier. Can you just use that const every single time? So any questions so far? Sure.
Did you say the config is
going to
be, like, constants?
And common.php, remember that? Right, so you use common to connect the server, use constants to set up some your basic username and password. So here's the same thing, but beyond that, you have like API key and secret on top. So which is the thing on that page, like I just showed you, and Facebook will allocate you automatically. And so, I mean, all these files, you don't need to worry too much about it. In the PHP folder, you just copy it in the position, like, as, so what happened is, like, this is the actual Facebook library files, and this is the folder for your own application. And if you follow the structure and put everything inside this folder, you should be fine. And let's look at what's in the index. And this library is a very interesting file. You can keep it in your folder and change everything in index and add things beyond. So let's look at what's inside index.php. Actually, that's more interesting is probably look at what's inside our CS50 demo PHP. Let me show you quickly. About. So this is the after I run it, this thing will show up on page. Can show my name, give me a link, let me select a friend, for example. Right, I can select friends. And So what's inside here? It includes config.php, so you can actually connect the server. And it has those kind of things. The top three lines there, this happened to be like Facebook has its own API things, right? So it will create a new Facebook object and then use that object to actually do a lot of API handling, just like the Google, like when you try to use create a Google object and use that to do the HTTP request. So they're essentially the same thing. And So you need these three lines on every single page of your application. So probably create a common.php included in every page is a good idea. And the user, Facebook require login, is actually require user to actually log in to Facebook, and then can begin to use their application. So you don't need to worry about like whether the user is logging or not, as long as you include that way into your page. And then the user itself actually contain some information about the user, mainly the user's user ID. So then you can use it to get access to user's information from that. And for the divs, so this is basically the whole framework about how to setting up the the application. So you have like folders, PHP, you can .footprint. Okay. So let's talk about how to write HTML code on Facebook. So Facebook happened to has its own Markov language. It's kind of ridiculous because like think about a website has its own Markov language, but it happened to be very similar to HTML. So you can use most of the tags there directly. Also, Facebook provides you a lot of special tags, like can make your life potentially easier. We've just seen like Facebook name, which can show your name on the screen. So this is the code for again CSV demo. You have this line here, like this is just so everything here actually you can think it as FBML instead of HTML. Okay, but it looks very similar. And here, this is a special tag for Facebook Markov language. So this line, see FB name, and first name only true. So just use my first name. UID equals to user. So user is my user ID when I log on to this application. And use you false. If use you is true, then it's hi you. So what happened is the result is this. Hi, Linfeng. So this is how you use this tag. And there are other tags, like, for example, dashboard, Facebook arrow, Facebook redirect. The redirect thing is like, so in PHP, like when you try to redirect to another page, you use redirect. But here on Facebook, you have to use this special page, or use a special Facebook API, which I'll talk later, to redirect things to another page. This is for security reason. Otherwise, you can just redirect your user to anywhere else, and that'd be dangerous. And let me talk a little bit about dashboard, because it's very interesting. So dashboard, so if you go to this page for, oh, first of all, this is the main wiki page for Facebook developers. And they have all documentations on this. And so if a time, have a read at that. And Facebook Markov language, you have all these tags, special tags for Facebook. So for example, for dashboard, what is dashboard? It's the thing on top of application. So for this group, this is dashboard, okay, the group title. And this one, the navigations. So create this thing actually is very simple on Facebook. You just do Facebook dashboard, include some special things. That's very, so then this thing will show on your top of the page. So just include that in your index.php or on common PHP. So it will show on every single page. And you can also use the tags. So for example, you've seen the tags on top of Facebook. It's not a good example, but This wasn't a great page because this is my final project last year, and I haven't re-implemented the whole database, so it's not working properly at the moment. But just to show you an idea, but this is a tag, so you can use. And the code for that is just like use Facebook tabs, right? And close the tag, and you can add things into it, the content, whatever. So this is how you create a tag for Facebook. And you have Facebook arrow, which is the arrow message you can use. So let's see. Like this page. So but this is the Ajax version of the Facebook arrow, but you when you use the Facebook arrow as a separate page, that thing will show you, give you like this kind of red background and the arrow message in front. So you can actually use it to create our own apology.php. For example, in PCS 7, we have our own apology page. And here we can slightly tweak it a little bit to be a separate apologize page, which is, okay, starting with a Facebook arrow. So this one will actually show that red box on your page. And you can put your arrow message inside it, and then you can have a like backlink to back to your previous page. So you don't need to worry about like CSS, like concatenating style sheets to have your own style. Facebook provides you a lot of its own styles and designs. And multi-thread selector is a powerful thing. Lets you to actually select your friends. So after you've added this tag, like this whole window will be there to let you to like, yeah, multi-friend selector. Right. And then that page will show up on your page, and which is that simple code. You don't need to worry about like how to implement the whole thing. Just add a tag. And there are three versions of a multi-friend selector, like a smaller version and a very concise version, as I'm shown on the on this page. Like here is the concise version of my friend's selector. So, and there are many other tags which you can explore by yourself. Next, we have Facebook API. Facebook API happens to be very similar to Google API. You use the special way to use in, for example, remember here in index.php, we have this line. Right, require frame. So now Facebook is actually an object that we can use it to handle our APIs. And what like Facebook's kind of too long the string, so I can just change it to FB or whatever I want. So then I can use FB to do so. For example, here in PHP, I can use FB like API client. And then the full dot bar, like the actual API function I want to use. So this is the way how you call API. In most cases, some APIs, this is like a special case, which you don't need the API client to handle it. So you can look it up in the API page. And for example, we have a friends that get. This is the API which actually get all your friends. So in our index.php, actually we tried here. So for example, we have the Facebook, actually, if you change it back to Facebook, okay. Here, we have this line, Facebook API client friends get, which will store the array of all my friends, actually XML, but I happen to can access it as an array, to friends, a variable, and then I echo the first friend of me, and what happened? It's this one. So this happened to be the user ID for my first friend. So this is how you use the API thing. And for API, there are also many other APIs you can check. Okay, SQL. So again, Facebook has its own query language. And this query language actually used to query the database of Facebook itself. So when you want to query some information about a particular user, you can use this SQL to query the information. Like for your own database on your own server, you still need MySQL or other languages to do that. But for this one, you want to use Facebook query language. The syntax is very similar, again, to MySQL. And the way to query it is use this $FB or Facebook API client SQL query, just like MySQL query. It's the same function. So put this kind of syntax into that parenthesis. So you can just query things from Facebook. For example, we have this select UID from user. User is the database is a table of Facebook database which contain all the information of users. And where is app user is one, means if the user is actually using our application. And UID in select UID 2 from friends, where UID 1 equals user, which means select friends of the friends of the our user, and then return the IDs. It happened to be actually a lot of APIs actually is just a wrapper of this kind of selecting language. For example, the previous one we have this friends get. It's actually just like that thing, right? We get the friends of the current user. But with this API, it's actually makes life slightly easier because you don't need to worry about like the things happen behind it. You don't write a lot of code. You can just use that API. But sometimes you do want to use SQL because API, like they're limited number of APIs. What if you want to do things beyond it? You want to like get some special query. And B, some APIs will return a lot of redundant message which you don't need. You just need part of it. So that will cause a lot of, like, it's very expensive, right? So because you have to query a lot from a server and ask a lot of response. So you can just use SQL to query just a little bit things you need. So I'm just trying to, there are a whole bunch of like ways you can do the same thing, but you can try to pick the best way. And we have Facebook JavaScript. Again, not surprising. Huh? They have all these kind of wrappers. The reason why they have all these kind of situations is like actually for security reason, because Facebook is a huge platform, it's a website itself. If it allows you to actually run everything on it, you can just do a lot of malicious things, try to break Facebook database or whatever server. So they have this kind of security wrappers which allow you only do a particular things which they think is safe. So you have to follow their rules, but they'll try their best to make your life easier, meanwhile, to keep themselves safe. And your Facebook users. Your users for the API. Sorry, for the application. So this Facebook JavaScript is actually very similar to JavaScript itself as well, and just several restrictions and slightly different methods. For example, API, JavaScript, okay. So first of all, how it works. So you write this in your code. Just like the normal JavaScript. And Facebook will parse it and then convert it into something like the code below, which just add your here. Like this is your application ID. So it's a particular ID for your own application. And Facebook will convert it into that case and then actually can track which application is doing what. But you don't need to worry about the second thing. What you write is actually just the first part. Okay. So just like the normal JavaScript. And there's several things to think about is like, for example, in JavaScript, we have all this method to get inner PHP or get element by node and or parent node, whatever, as you've seen in PSET 8. But here on Facebook, so you can no longer write something dot first child and then change it to something else or just return it. You have to use things like this. For example, when you try to first child, you have this get child. So you write something, a node, and then dot get first child, and that will return the first child. But you cannot set the first child in this case. Because it's just like you have to use everything on the right-hand side here, these two rows, to do the things like as if we can do that. So as like see the inner HTML converting to like setter in inner FBML, because it's not no longer HTML, it's FBML. Okay. Just like several special things you need to look at. Okay, any questions so far? No? Good. So let's talk about feed. Like you've seen a lot of news feed along on your page, either your front page or your friend status or whatever. So these are like all news feeds. Actually, remember like, at the first time when Facebook introduced this idea about you can see what other people is doing, a lot of debates on this and people got annoyed or whatever. But now like happened to be everyone's get use of that. So for your own patients, you can actually create this feed and actually publish the news feed to your friends. To explain this idea, let's first look at what is news feed. So like this page. Right. Someone is failing emo today. Or you have a larger version of it. Or you have a super large version of that, which is on your profile page. And so you, like along, basically it's a wall before Facebook actually changes structure. So now everything is posted on your wall, like all the status, everything you've done, all the comments you post on others' wall, all the photos you've been tagged, all the photos you uploaded. So this is the larger version of that. So there are three versions of feed. That's like small, middle, and large. That's the way I call it. So how to create? So for example, if a user using your API and using your application, and for example, your application is an online game, and your user in that online game actually managed to gain some experience and then level up. So you want to post it as a news that someone just got promoted in whatever game. So you can register the thing with this. Facebook developers like have a whole bunch of tools for you. You can find this link from the Facebook Feed page. So this is the feed page. And give you a whole bunch of ways to add new template for your news feed. And if you click that link, I'm here, like so I can add a demo. Add a template from CS50 demo. So this is a small version, the one-line story. So someone, the actor here is token, which is indicating the user self. So in this case, it's me. So likes one-line templates. So here is the thing. If it likes one-line template. And this is the icon like for your application. You can draw it yourself. Next, it's a longer version. Okay. Next, it's a super large version. Okay. Next. So these are like all the three versions of this kind of news feed. It belongs to the same template, but this same template can be shown in three different versions in different places. Okay, next. I just like registered template bundle. So now I registered template bundle, and this is my bundle ID. So later on, how I'm going to send it, like for example, Now I register a template, and so someone, I'm writing in my code, and someone's going to, I'm going to show this feed to that user. How am I going to do it? So you can use a API. Again, it's the, everything in Facebook, like this kind of special functions are done by using special APIs. So you can use feed, publish user action, which is this thing. So for example, let's look at example code here. First of all, you have a template bundle ID, which is the ID we just get from that screen. And so the key line is here, down there. Facebook API client feed publish user action. Right? So it takes some arguments. First is template bundle ID is the ID we just have. So it knows like which template it's going to choose and then try to wrap it around and send this feed out. And in that case, it's like probably this one we just send Linfeng-like's one-line template. And for this JSON encode, don't worry about that, but the tokens is actually the arguments you can use. Recall like on last page when I created the one-line thing, we have the actor tokens. So that thing is actually an argument which you can use in my template. So for example, I want to show which album like that user just added to his own library. I can just use album, like for example, in my tokens on the top line, array, album, the white album. Or I can just like name it something else. So I can just pass that argument into the published user action. And in my template, I can then use curly bracket, single quote, album, single quote, close curly bracket as a token. And that token actually represents here, in this case, the white album. Okay. So this is how you parse arguments inside into your template. And implode, target ID. Target ID is the user's ID. So which user you want to post this feed to. So I can post like change the target IDs into a user. So $user, which is a user ID. So I can then post it to the user who is actually using the application itself. Or I can post it to the user's friends, whatever. And body general, I can write something there. Okay? This is how you use MuseFeed. Questions? Okay. Then Facebook actually provides us a lot of useful test consoles. So we can use these kind of things to test out which API we're going to use and how this API is actually going to work. So we can then later on add it to. So remember, like first test the things out, like the new things which you haven't used before. For example, another new API or another Facebook market language tag. Test it in the test console first and then use it, put it in your code so that you have a sense about how to use it. So this is the actual Facebook test console. So I can just, the tools API test console, I can just test something into it. For example, query my friends, like just write that thing there, test the API, and the result will be returned later. And for Facebook Markup Language test console, so here you can write for example, I'll just try a very simple example. Hi, this is the HTML, but here in this case is FEML. We see preview, and this is the preview for that. And this is how Facebook convert the whole thing into HTML source. It's a little bit slow. Here we go. Okay, so this is a preview. I should show hi there. Sorry, I think I should. So just like add this here. And this is a HTML source, which Facebook converted to me. And this is the result. So you can test things there. Okay, what's next? So Facebook actually has its own mobile platform released recently. So you can use it to do a lot of things. First of all, like recently, more and more people are actually using iPhone or whatever, smartphones, to surf the internet. So they use that to surf in, Facebook as well. They may like use to actually use your application on a cell phone. So, and the interface of a cell phone use UI is kind of different from like a traditional web browser UI, because you need to worry about like the small screen and all the layouts or what things. So you might want to use this platform to actually set up the special version of your the mobile version for your application. But more useful, probably for most of you, is to use it to send short message. So like there are several restrictions, but you can only send like one user to one user at a time, and the user must agree with like using this short message platform. And also, your application has to click a bot link on the setting page, which is here, I believe. Right. This mobile integration. So you have to check this box. So with all these settings, you can begin to send short message to users. Still, again, it's using APIs. So Facebook has SMS, can send, user ID, so it can test whether this user can actually register as a short message user and whether you can actually send the message to. If it can, then you can use SMS send to send a short message to that user. And that user can use his cell phone to respond to your server and use response. There's a way, some several APIs to actually pop through the response from the user, and you can do various things with it. But the first thing is like, be careful. Make sure, before you actually put this code into a for loop or while loop or whatever, or just in your actual code, test it first with the console. Make sure you know how to use it. And otherwise, something happened last year. Someone used, build a Facebook application and actually sending out emails to user to remind something. And this happened to be a bug in their code. So actually, like every day, there are quite a lot, like several hundred emails being sent out to different users or probably particular one user, like in a for loop or something. So, I mean, this is email, so it's free, right? But what if it's a short message? It will completely ruin your text message plan, your phone plan, whatever. And you will find out like, your bill is that long, and you cannot ask TS50 to refund you, because it's just sad. We should. So beware of that. Test it first. And we have Facebook Connect. What is Facebook Connect? Right. So Facebook Connect is a special way to connect from another website to Facebook itself using the Facebook account. So this is kind of beyond Facebook API itself. So for example, you're not creating a Facebook application, but instead you're creating something like a website. But your website has to like ask the user to log in. But in this case, because like every single of us actually when surfing on the internet, we come across a lot of different websites and we need to register, which is kind of annoying. So are there any way to actually avoid letting users to register on your website, but still they can use a lot of features on your website? So Facebook actually provides a way, because many users have their own Facebook account. So with Facebook Connect, you can actually ask the user to log on to Facebook on your own website, and you can then get their profile, their information, to your own website and actually store it on Facebook. So they don't need to re-register again, which is a nice idea. So how to do it? Okay. So this is a page for Facebook Connect, right? And this is an example page for Facebook. Like here, a logon, like you can register like normally as a user for this website, but you can also like use here, connect with Facebook. Click it, and can ask you to connect this one with your book, and so then you can use your you log in automatically but through Facebook. And this actually, this button icon here is actually only one line of code. So for example, if we inspect element, it's actually this. So it just like note the onclick thing, right? fb.connect.require session return false. So just that button. And Facebook will handle everything else for you. Now, apparently, you need to remember the results something. And there are a lot of tutorials here. You can view a sample example, go to the documentation page, and they will teach you how to use Facebook Connect for your website. But if you just like building it within Facebook, it's fine. You don't need to worry about that. Okay, what else? Okay, so let me briefly talk about the architecture. As I mentioned the slide a little bit before. So any tips to build a Facebook application? So first of all, you can use, as building a website, you can use common.php and to include other things into it. Include config.php. You can create a Facebook token, sorry, object there, and require users to log in. You can use that to connect to database and actually connect, include this page on every single page of your application. And the manage database, so that's a tricky issue. So for this for this final project, you can actually use cloud.cs50.net, mysql.cloud.cs50.net. To host your MySQL server, but later on, like for example, 2 months later, after this course, you still want to if you still want your Facebook application to be live, I mean, on the website, and like we're not going to provide you the server forever, so you need to find your own server. But then later on, you need to like migrate your database to another server, right? So if you just like create everything, like physically click your mouse in phpMyAdmin and create your database, then if you move it to another server, you need to do it again, click your mouse or something. So this is actually not a very pleasant way to do it. The way to do it is like remember the import for pset 8. Like we can use it to parse the information in database. But there's also option like you actually create a table with that within that file. So For MySQL query, we have a lot of syntax. So normally we use select or delete, insert, but we can also use create table or drop table, right? So if you write something like a create table and then create each columns within that file and then run that file once, your whole database will be migrated again. Like, so when you try to migrate your database in the future, you can just change some constants there. For example, change the database name, database server, that's our database password, and then write that file again, the whole database will be migrated there. Okay. So think about this. And read demos. Demos are very crucial. There are several demos on Facebook page. Right, they have several demos here. You can download them and actually read them and see how they use Facebook API and markup languages, and what's the best way to design structure so can make your life easier. Or you can just stay here waiting for Cato, because he will talk about what's the real world PHP thing is going to be, like how to, what's the best design for PHP, what's the most efficient way to use PHP code, and what's the best architecture for that. So there are several resources. You can have Facebook Developer Wiki. You have Facebook Developer, the application itself, K can help you to track your own applications and to commute with other Facebook developers and have demos. Or you have help at cs50.net, UTFs, CS50 bulletin board, or you can shoot me an email. So I guess that's it. This time I'm serious. Thank you very much for coming. Thanks. Any questions? No? Okay. You're off. Thank you.